Leia shook her head. Even if they decide to file charges, they won't do so until the triumvirate has broken up and there's a properly selected chief of state in place. Sabba regarded her.
Explain, please.
I know it's been only a day, but the signs are already in place. The Senate has tabled most of its committee discussions and debates. No new bills were introduced today. They're going slack, Master.
Why?
The less they do, the more you, Treen, and Jaxton have to do. If only through examples of leadership. This puts even more pressure on you to leave that post as soon as you can. Also, any political problems that arise while you're in charge can convincingly be blamed on the triumvirate, meaning that problems the individual senators have been grappling with can be allowed to worsen, and all the blame will be laid at your feet. In appointing a special investigator in the matters of Master Hamner's death, they demonstrate to their constituents that they're taking action. But by not authorizing him to press a criminal action against you, they suggest that there's only so much you can do until you leave your post.
Sabba shook her head.
This one was never meant for politics. Fortunately, Jedi Solo, you were.
Han's face fell.
Uh-oh.
His reaction drew a brief siss of amusement from Sabba.
Yes, this one has an assignment for you. For both, since this one speaks as co-chief of state.
Leia gave her husband an admonishing look, then turned back to Sabba.
So it is Clatooine.
Yes, but the situation there has developed even since we spoke last night. There is much anger at the fact that Chief Dala dispatched the Mandos against them. Yes, the Mandos were called off, but the rage continues. Now we hear that many groups that have fought for the freedom of their kind are gathering on Clatooine. We wish to normalize relations with them, persuade them that the new governing principles are in place. We wish you and General Solo to go there, participate in their discussions.
Leia frowned.
To make any sort of lasting impression, we're going to have to offer them something. Something substantial.
We have something to offer. Many of these groups do speak for the enslaved or disenfranchised peoples of their home worlds. Choose the one that is already closest to breaking away from their masters, already most suitable to be a self-governing world, and offer full provisional membership in the Alliance and a Senate seat.
Han whistled.
That's a prize.
Sabba nodded.
It will demonstrate that we are serious and take them seriously. It will also present a process for the others to follow if they want Alliance aid.
Leia narrowed her eyes.
It might also divide them, as the other groups become unhappy with the one that wins the prize, meaning they might cease to exist as a united front, as a potential enemy of the Galactic Alliance. Master, you may have more political savvy than you're admitting to.
This one categorically denies that charge.
The last few dozen visitors passed by the bier, most of them continuing on toward the exit arch, but a few lingered. Jaina saw among them human men and women with coloration and features similar to Hamner's. Distant family members, she assumed. Four of them approached, unfurled a blue cloth among them, and drew it over Hamner's body, covering him head to foot. The cloth draped down on either side of the bier. The four withdrew. Aizal Waz, an Arkona Jedi Knight, dark-skinned and reptilian, approached the bier. In his hand was a flaming brand. His expression was fierce, but there was sorrow in his large green eyes. He spoke only a few words.
All through your life, you fulfilled your duties with strength, grace, and honor. And we will remember. Only one duty remains. Go onward and break trail so that we may someday follow.
He lowered the brand so that its flame touched the wood of the bier. The wood, prepared for this purpose, caught quickly. Flames raced around the base of the bier and swiftly climbed toward the shrouded body. Izal withdrew to stand with Hamner's family, and smoke that had once been living wood and living flesh climbed into the Coruscant sky.